Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I very much enjoyed your presentation. It was wonderful, isn't it, Prashanta? Very informed. When you also quoted the Rig Veda, which we can... I'm really very, very well informed. Maharaj, I have a request. I don't remember, maybe due to old age, but perhaps we have not yet been introduced. So when our paths are crossing, kindly tell me. I'm your Bhaktivinoda Swami, and then we can discuss something about the holy name. It is nice to find another relisher of the holy name. So, please, also I will look with wide open eyes for Bhaktivinoda Swami, and then we can discuss.
I'm your servant, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Dear devotees, we very warmly welcome His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj. This is a great good fortune today that Maharaj, you have accepted our small invitation in your insignificant little bees here, but we're waiting for the honey.
Very, very nice. Very nice. I'm just making notes of our Bhaktivinoda Maharaj's excellent class. I mean, so many good points. Are you putting this on somewhere on your web page that we can listen to it again? Because we are a little forgetful now sometimes.
Yeah, this will be on VIHE YouTube.
It will
be there on the YouTube channel of the VIHE, yes, Maharaj.
Good.
We'll send you the link.
Oh, please, because I'm not so good at computer. Yes, Hare Krishna, I'm very, very happy to be on this call about Srila Rupa Goswami's glories. It is very wonderful that you put this on, Prashanta, the generations which are coming after us will very much need to understand Rupa Goswami's glory and so on. I have prepared something, but before I start, I would really love to know how much time do I have now so that I don't disturb the program too much by going over time.
No, Maharaj, we are, it's okay. We asked you for half an hour, and so we give you what you deserve, what you have been promised.
Yes, good. So, wonderful. Si Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutalam, but Svayam Rupakadama Yam Dadati Sva. Padantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachari Nirvashesha Shunyavadi Paskatya De Satarine. My dear devotees, everyone on this call, let us immediately dive into the glories of Rupa Goswami. I congratulate you. You must be on a marathon of hearing Krishna Katha or Rupa Katha. But the Bhagavatam says that may our speech always glorify you, Krishna. May our ears always hear your sweet stories. May our hands serve you. This complete absorption in Krishna consciousness, and more specifically in the glories of Krishna's dear devotees, is what we are meant to do in our human form of life. So I will try to make it as, let us say, as lively as possible, so that you will that you will be able to listen carefully. Let us first of all hear about the Goswamis. Whenever someone during the Chaitanya era returned from Vrindavan, all these associates of the Lord in Bengal, they would ask, how is Rupa and Sanatan? What are they doing? And the those who came back, they would describe the life of Rupa and Sanatan. They would say, Anika dunhe jane jota priksha guno eka eka vrikshera dhole eka eka rati shayan. The brothers actually have no fixed residence in Vrindavan. Now then, where do they stay? They reside beneath trees. One night under one tree and the next night under another. Trees are very good in summer because they shade from the hot sun. They provide shade. They are equally good in winter because then, due to the life force which runs through them, they give a warmth to those who stay under them. And this way the renunciant is kept a little warmer than outside the tree. Then the next question was, well, now, then what do they eat if they are just moving without a kitchen? The answer was, Srila Rupa and Sanatan Goswami beg a little food from the houses of Brahmanas. Giving up all kinds of material enjoyment, they take only some dry bread, this is the famous braj rotis, and fried chickpeas. We hear that Sanatan Goswami would sometimes only take some flour and he would mix it with Yamuna water and then roll a ball which he would put on a stone that was heated by the fire. I mean, this is creative cooking, we would say. So some dry bread and fried chickpeas he eat. Now how do they, I mean, you need to drink something, no? And you need to dress. What do they do for this? Well, the answer is they carry only water pots. And these are the you know, hollows of these pumpkins. They are hollowed out and they are dried and then you can carry water in them. And they wear torn quilts. You know, they would go at the banks of the Yamuna and they would find some remnants of which pilgrims left there, or which sadhus left there, or which somehow were swept on the shore. That is what they would dress in, some cloth remnants. And then how do they spend their time? Well, they engage almost 24 hours daily in rendering to the service to the Lord. Now, what about sleeping? They usually sleep only an hour and a half, and some days when they continuously chant the Lord's holy name, they do not sleep at all. Chanting. Sometimes they write transcendental literatures about devotional service. And sometimes they hear about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spend their time thinking about the Lord. This is called Chintan. Chintan. Wow! Then what type of literature do such otherworldly humans write, we should ask. What is there, what is the content like? Like our Bhaktivinoda Swami, has shared with us Namashtakam, I would like to share with you another composition of Rupa Goswami and describe to you how it came about. It's called Utkalika Valari. This work is referred to as the swan song of Rupa Goswami. When the swan is just before the end of his life, he will do one song, he will sing or make some sound which is extremely valued as very beautiful. So this was written when I did my research 11 years before Rupa Goswami's passing. And in this 70 verse work, we find Rupa Goswami walking around Braj and feeling the burning pain of separation from the divine couple as he is searching, "Hey Rad, hey Vraja Devi Ki, where are you? Where are you? Where are you?" With his own voice, he starts out to sing about the extraordinary beauty of Radha and Krishna. And then in heartbreaking verses, he describes what he was shy to talk about in other compositions. He describes his intense desire for personal service to Radha and Krishna. When we study the works of Rupa Goswami, he did not so much emphasize in the writing about serving his Ishta Devata. Who is the Ishta Devata of Rupa Goswami? It's Sri Radha. He is partial to Radha. That comes clear in his composition, that's clear. But he does not talk about Manjari Seva so much openly. This is not done in Vaishnava circles. Your deepest devotional secrets are not proclaimed to the world. But when we see his composition, we clearly understand the particular services which Rupa Goswami longed for in his Siddha Deha as a Manjari. So this is this is the composition. It is one where he reveals something in his heart that was not revealed before. He is very, very much talking about this. And as you will see in a moment, this is for the benefit of us sadhakas. I will not delve into the esoteric truths about this confidential service of Radha here, keeping the mood of Rupa Goswami to not talk so much about it publicly in mind. But what I wish to do nevertheless is to make clear, why is he revealing this? Why is he talking about the innermost heart? Let us go to the first verse of this composition and we will understand. Papadya Vrindavanam Madhyam Eka. I will not say so much Sanskrit because most of you are not Sanskrit scholars. I'm intent upon attaining my cherished desire. I am here now. I have taken shelter of Vrindavan Dham, I'm all alone. There's no one around me. I'm in the midst of this forest. And I loudly lament. I loudly cry. And I openly will now display the wounds which are there in my heart because of the hot tears of separation. Baladev Vidyabhushana, who comments on these verses, says that Rupa Goswami makes even a stone-like heart melt with his Utkalika Valari prayers. Since he's the king of the Bhavukas, that is, people who have a lot of devotional mellows in them. With this, Rupa Goswami invites us to enter into the Bhakti Bhava, a form of bhakti which is so important. Bhakti is not an intellectual exercise. It's an experience of devotion, which is something that is the property of the heart. In the 11th canto, 14th chapter, text 23, Lord Krishna explains about the yoga system, that which links us to God. And he makes a very, very interesting observation, which I feel is very important for those who want the bhakti path. He says, Katam vina roma harsham dravata chita savina vina nandashru kalaya shud yet bhaktya vinashaya. If one's hairs do not stand on end, how can the heart melt? And if the heart does not melt, how can tears of love flow from the eyes? If one does not cry in spiritual happiness, how can one render loving service to the Lord? And without such service, how can the consciousness be purified? To put it all together in a simple sentence, the consciousness cannot be purified if our emotions are not purified and we don't learn the simple thing called eagerness or crying for Krishna. No? You know, in the Prabhupada writes this, that lolyam, this eagerness, is the price for obtaining Krishna consciousness. It's a feeling, a devotional feeling. I remember Prabhupada was once on a morning walk through the New York Central Park, and whenever he came, it was winter, so there were some frozen puddles of water, you know, puddles, these small waters, and he would go with his cane there, and whenever he saw a frozen puddle, he would break it like this with his cane. The devotees observed this. First puddle, second puddle, third puddle. Then they thought, my God, maybe this is a sadhana. We have not learned. Maybe this is important. And they said to Prabhupada, why are you doing this? If we may ask. And Prabhupada said, I have to do it. It's my duty. So the devotees were like all of us. Why is this a duty to break puddles of water. No, Prabhupada said, explained it. He said, our heart is originally like liquid water, but now, due to false ego, it is frozen. Frozen means the water doesn't move any longer anywhere. So in this way, our hearts don't move to Krishna any longer. And the duty of the spiritual master, he said, is to break that false ego. Or in this composition, I think Rupa Goswami, there is not so much frozen puddles of water in Vrindavan. He uses another word, melting of the heart. And where should that emotional bhakti go, bhavanamrita, that nectar of Krishna consciousness, where should it flow? Well, it needs a form for that. Consider, and the verses of Rupa Goswami are providing that form. Let me give you an example. When you have a lac and you melt it with some heat, it will become liquefied. And then if you pour that liquefied lac into a mold, let us say of a little elephant, the lac takes on the form of the mold, the elephant. You then open the mold, it opens, usually, at least the way I know these molds, two sides, and you have a little elephant. The lac has taken the shape of the elephant. So the Krishna consciousness means also that our hearts, which are now turned away from Krishna and have as a result become different, not Krishna consciousness, they need to be melted again. But they should not just melt into sentimentality, they need a form. And this is provided by the acharyas in their granths. One of them is this Utkalika Valari. The way to follow the path of this particular work is like this. Listen now very much, very carefully. It's a process. First of all, Shravanam. You have to hear these prayers. But how? You need to listen to this with devotional intention. You need to open the heart to hear Rupa Goswami, to learn from his example, to follow in his example. You see him at the end of his life. I heard later he would not walk any longer. He stayed near the Govindaji Mandir, which was next to the Govindaji Mandir, there was a leaf construction where Radha Govinda were. The Mandir was being constructed, and Rupa Goswami would come and he would worship Radha Govinda, his beloved deities, with flowers and forest decorations. In his mind, they were the Vrindavaneshwara and Vrindavaneshwari, the Lord and Masters of the Vrindavan forest. He would personally make garlands and he would read his compositions to them. He would not move any longer, but this was written as he was running into the forest, you know, explaining his heart. So you need to mix your heart with some eagerness for Krishna. How do we as devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness mix our heart with eagerness? Well, we must, we are aware of our goal. It's called in Sanskrit Prayojan Bodh. We keep that goal as our highest goal in front of us, and we are longing for the not yet attained perfection. And yes, and then as we mix our heart with the prayers and the mood, the eager longing of Rupa Goswami, bhakti will sprout. That is Utkaliga Valari, that's the sprout. Valari is a creeper. It will, your bhakti will also grow in the heart, like the creeper of love of Godhead. If you do some mixing, you have to prepare some mixing in your heart. Prayers with the eager longing of, and this is a prayer manual, the Utkalika Valari. My dear devotees, if Krishna continues, if your voice, you must bring some Krishna consciousness, some love, or at least some gratitude, some being filled with something for Krishna, then you are a true devotee. Then you can purify the entire universe. Krishna says, a devotee whose speech is sometimes choked up, whose heart melts, here you find it again, who cries for the Lord and then dances, such a devotee purifies the entire universe. The point is here, not dancing, crying, and so on. The point is here, melting the heart. That's where, that's the point in this. And Rupa Goswami's prayers can help us do so. I was once in Africa, South Africa, and after a long preaching tour, I mean, really preaching, you wouldn't like to know the schedule of Sachinandan Swami. It's sometimes intense. So after, yes, some devotees said, why don't we go to the Drakensberg mountains, so that you can engage in what you like most, in chanting. And so I went. On the way, I saw a long procession of very well-dressed local residents. They had hats and colorful dresses, trumpets, and we overtook that procession, and I noticed they were all crying. They were dressed so colorful, but they were really crying. So I asked the driver to stop, but I was standing by the side of the road, and I found out it was a colorful funeral procession where everyone cried. And as I looked at the faces, the solemn faces, I felt some emotion was coming in my heart also, without knowing the person who had died, without knowing the people who were on procession, but just coming into contact with this, with the melted hearts of this community, it worked. So in terms of Rupa Goswami, we come in contact with his melted heart. We see him in the forest of Vrindavan, and we see him doing his prayers There is one prayer which I would like to share with you. It's well into the work. I mean, well means it's 61. O Devi Sri Radhika. He addresses Radharani with an earnest prayer to engage in help in her service. When can I take you for a meeting with the Prince of Vrindavan through the dense darkness that is now enveloping the world? I will first remove your jeweled belt and tinkling ankle bells, and then cover your radiant lightning form with a cape that is as dark as black bees. This is the scene. The world is cloaked in darkness that is so thick that not even a needle can perforate it. Not even a needle of light can be seen. So Rupa Goswami, in his identity as Rupa Manjari, says, what will I do at that time? You are sitting in the darkness. Your heart wants only to be with Krishna. Well, I will bring you to Krishna. I will cover your effulgent body with a dark cloak so that no one can see you. It will be as black as black bees. Note the poesy here. Who is the Madhusudan bee? And I will take you for a meeting. Everyone is dipped in sleep. I must perform my service very expertly, that no one is waken up. So I will also remove that jewel belt, and more than anything, the tinkling anchor belts, so that no one can, that the sound does not betray you, and you can go to Krishna. This is the idea of Braj. The greatest service you do in Braj is to bring Radha to Krishna, and the greatest service you do in this world is to bring souls to Krishna, to help them in their journey. Krishna says in the Gita, no one is dearer to him than that servant who preaches Krishna consciousness to the others. So you can see in this poetic composition so many wonderful meanings. But my point today is simply one. My dear devotees, how will we ever become Krishna conscious? You cannot become Krishna conscious if you do things out of duty, nor if you do them out of fear, that if I'm not doing this, I go to hell. You have to have some attachment to Krishna. And that we learn from a composition of our Acharya Rupa Goswami. All that he writes is written in a very personal style, as our Bhaktivinoda Swami has noted in his expert presentation. All what he does is his compositions, they have devotional feelings, and that's where you get your heart melting. That's where you do your eagerness. When you hear another person crying, you will also be moved. It is, there is complicated thing how this works, but it is a communication that takes place, that is very subtle, it is beyond words, and you are moved. Moved with bhakti. Utkali Kavalari, I urge you to study this. I have gone now, I have finished my time. Prashanta, thank you very much, and don't forget, please, to send the link and perhaps the other. I'm so uncomputer person. What other lectures do you have that are of great? Is it going well so far?
Yes, perhaps. Thank you so much. We've been having quite a few speakers. We started day before yesterday, and so we were at Radha Damodar at the Samadhi of Srila Rupa Goswami. We heard there about his family background and how he met Lord Chaitanya. And then yesterday we had many speakers. Bhakti Prabhat Maharaj was there, Yadunandan Maharaj was there, and Savabhoma Prabhu. And we had Dina Bandhu. Our program is on site and online, so we had different kind of speakers. Dina Bandhu Prabhu was with us. So all of them, and more, there were more. Devi Shakti Mataji came also. So they all spoke and on various topics. And tomorrow we have one more. We have Bhakti Dhir Damodar Maharaj tomorrow, who will speak on the Granthas, the books of Srila Rupa Goswami. So, yes, we've been hearing. This year is the 25th anniversary of the Rupotsav. We've been doing this festival for 25 years. So we are hearing Mokata.
Yes, and everyone, our Prashanta is Rupa Goswami expert, and each year during the Govardhan retreats, she will decorate a wonderful kunj at Terkadamba, the place where Rupa Goswami wrote his literatures, some of his literatures. We have there our Naam Vrata Day, where we chant 64 rounds. So if you can make it, you must see Rupa Goswami in his kunj, decorated lovingly by Prashanta, and join us for chanting. It's very good atmosphere, very good occasion. Especially if you're not hungry and sleepy, then it's really good. So thank you all very much for giving me the opportunity. Feel most honored, and I've seen Gokrishna has showed some of the windows, and I've recognized some of you. Very nice to be connected with all of you. All the best, and I will sign off here. So much seva is waiting today. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Satchidananda Maharaj ki jai.